Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come on. Come on. Yeah.
Come on. Bold of Leroy to wear a Cleveland shirt today.
Very bold. Yeah. Very bold.
Bold.
Hey.
Still sticking by your city, huh?
A Cavs shirt, huh?
Woo!
That team sucks, man.
Of course. But guess what? You want me to tell you something?
Yeah.
You watch Johnny Manziel, and how you feel about Johnny Manziel, I feel the same way, right? But that's how I feel about Miami.
I don't understand.
Okay, I think you're just lashing out.
No.
First of all,
no,
are you, hold on. First of all,
hold on.
Do you mean Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield, I'm sorry.
Changes the story.
Whoa.
I mean Baker Mayfield.
Like different now.
Because we have all this stuff. All this in your face, all this look at me, right? And it all boils down to, why don't you play some good football first? And then, in your face. You know any great players that talk trash? There's like two.
Ironically, did you see they both did the same thing this week, which was snub their opponents of pregame handshakes? I didn't know that. Did you hear about the
Canes?
They snubbed Virginia Tech?
No, I didn't know that.
The Canes apparently snubbed Virginia Tech of a pregame handshake, and so...
Well, that's bad karma.
Yeah, and then so what the Va Tech players did was they you see this stupid lunch pail that they had?
Yeah.
They took dirt from the Canes field and put it in their lunchbox.
Well, good for them.
Took it with them after the Canes were rude. And so Baker Mayfield yesterday, he refused to shake hands. And so Nick Bosa, he gave him the old flag plant after sacking.
That was glorious.
But again, jeez.
I hate Nick Bosa.
Why?
In Ohio why? State.
Think about it. Think about as long as you watch sports, right? There's not too many great players or championship teams that talk a whole bunch of trash. They may be in your face, they may be whatever, but they ain't running their mouth like this. Usually the team that has that guy is the team that doesn't win. For whatever reason. Like, at some point you gotta play the part.
I'm a huge fan of who talk trash,
no,
man.
But
I like it.
It's different.
I like it because I like putting yourself out there. Like when Jalen Ramsey was doing that stuff for the Jaguars, I liked it. I like the fact that my team had the Conor McGregor of the NFL.
Good. Okay, so you have that guy.
Yeah.
You have the Conor McGregor of sports,
mm-hmm.
right? But boxing and MMA is different than a team sport.
No, but I'm telling you, I liked it when I had it on my favorite team.
Oh, okay.
Now he's faking back injuries. But when he wasn't, I loved it.
Okay, but you understand where I'm coming from with that, right? And I don't want to... Like, I'm not the guy, I don't want to say, oh, we're looking at Alabama, look at Clemson, you know, but, I mean, yeah, they don't have to talk trash.
It's crazy, man. He doesn't even look capable of playing football in the NFL.
But again.
It's horrible.
It was, and one of the things that they always tell you with young players, right, that have early success, it's all about that second year, okay? Because, I mean, for whatever reason, they prepare, they play towards your tendencies, they give you different looks, they have more time, more film to game plan, a lot of different things, whereas you now have to keep improving because they are adjusting to you. And I can't explain it. You know, I was asked about it before the season started, and I said, look, believe it or not, the most important year of Baker Mayfield's career was not his first one. It's the second one, because it'll show how much you grow as a professional quarterback. And guess what? Now we're going to play this game okay, for the next 2 or 3 years if he doesn't turn it around.
Oh, I love what they got going on right now on NFL Network. And this doesn't count, Rob, because it's in subject. I love the side-by-side of the Baker Mayfield flag plant from Ohio State and then Nick Bosa doing it. Oh, that's tremendous.
Look at that. Look at the sourpuss on his face.
Sourpuss on his face.
Right. Oh,
he cut
what do you do? Does he cut his
stupid mustache?
Does he own it?
You better.
No.
What do you mean? What do you mean, does he own it? If you're gonna be that guy, yeah, you got to take it on the chin, man.
Never seem to own it though.
Zaslow, who has been flaunting his ability to sleep until 8:30, now that he has the midday show, has 25 minutes ago already woke up and tweeted.
He didn't do that 25 minutes ago. You just got a late 24 notification. It was from 6 hours ago. But you know.
Why is
nope.
it?
But,
I don't understand.
There you
minus one.
Wow.
Minus one.
Why does it say 38 minutes ago?
It's a Twitter feature. We had a 4-hour meeting yesterday on Twitter. You should learn Twitter. Nope. Headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports
station. It's adorable when Beast tries to contribute some content to the show and he's just uber wrong on stuff. I love it. And then he gets so mad at himself.
Yep. 7 hours. Jesus. God, I'm horrible.
I had the same reaction as you. I was like, Zaslow's up right now? And right. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. And so I looked. I was like, oh, no, it's 6 hours ago. It's one of those stupid Twitter notifications.
Why does it do that?
I don't know.
Ruined my life. Monday Night Football last night. If you missed it, the Niners blew out the Browns 31-3.
Yowza.
Whew. Baker Mayfield, 8 of 22, 100 yards, 2 interceptions. Ooh. Lost a fumble.
Oh, Zaslow, say it's pants.
Ooh. Boy, I got to tell you.
That's bad.
Odell Beckham Jr., 2 catches, 27 yards, and tried to return a punt, and that went bad, and he fumbled the ball.
Oh, no.
I'm going to try to make something out of nothing and fumble.
He's probably like, hey, it'd be nice
Holy smokes.
Whoa, what? Don't say anything about my guy.
What are you doing?
Don't say anything about my guy.
Don't. Wait, that's Maurice Jones-Drew?
Yeah, it was.
Holy smokes.
Dude, MJD looks like
a salad, little fella. Jeez.
I could see that coming a mile away.
Man, he got pumped up.
Wow. He's so fat, his lips are bigger. like it just wow. We would have had to think a minute if they didn't put his name up there.
Correct. I looked over there, I was like, what? I didn't like the two didn't go together.
Wow.
All right. What else is going on? The Panthers are back in action tonight, skating against the Carolina Hurricanes. Puck drops at 7 from the BB&T Center. You can hear that on our sister station, 5-6 of the Joe.
Damn. I'm looking at this Odell Beckham game log.
Woo! Not good.
That's not a relationship that's going to last.
The Miami Heat open up their preseason schedule today, boys!
Woo!
Yeah, boys! They host the Spurs.
Revenge game!
Why is it a revenge game?
Air conditioning.
You got the Bam Cutter. The Bam Cutter in the building.
Oh.
Greg Popovich is going to waltz that salty ass right into the arena tonight, and he's going to have to stare down that floor and look at the man that he did not let represent America. Revenge game.
And they finished in 7th place.
It's a preseason game, boys.
Greg Popovich failed this country, and he failed Bam Adebayo. So tonight, revenge is taken. Revenge is taken.
Tip-off from the...
Great way to start the preseason. I approve.
Tip-off from the American Airlines Arena, which is still the American Airlines Arena for now.
And I dare you to be rude to Jason Jackson, Greg Popovich.
Is 7:30 p.m. coverage right here on the ticket is 6:30 with Zaz. No, it's just Tommy Tighe tonight. Zaz will be at Temple.
ISO Tighe.
For Erviantov. Okay, let's see. What else we got going on? We had all sorts of Major League action yesterday. Yankees sweep the Twins.
Hey, Braves gone brave.
No, I love it.
The Rays. The Rays.
I read yesterday the Braves have never won a Game 5 in a 5-game series.
It's going to Game 5. Cardinals defeat the Braves 5-4.
That's amazing.
The Nationals beat the Dodgers 6-1, and the Rays got one against the Astros 10-3.
Thank God, because you got some additional action tonight with that.
Whoa, side view. Whew. Beast.
I mean, I'm just trying to get through the baseball scores.
It couldn't go unnoticed.
Okay, sorry. Today we have Houston and Tampa Bay at 7:07. Verlander against Castillo. Some changes in the Miami Hurricanes. Manny Diaz is going to take more of a role with the defense.
Swell.
Defensive coordinator Blake Baker says he's happy with that.
Is he playing linebacker?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, okay. He is. He's going to be out there. He's going to be rocking the turnover
chain. Then there are no changes.
Dan Enos says that the starting quarterback will be decided this week in practice.
Did he already undermine?
I thought they already said Jared.
I don't know.
I was about to ask that. Like, did he already undermine his head coach?
Manny already said that Jaron was going to be the starter.
Apparently not.
You know why?
But I guess Dan didn't get
because
the memo.
That's what you say to smooth over a situation that you created.
And a lot of people have been asking, and I didn't know this. So evidently the reason why Bubba Bax is still kicking is because they have a preferred walk-on, Camden Price, who's
hurt.
What's
a preferred walk-on?
Preferred walk-on is basically like your parents pay your way, but you could have gotten a scholarship if they needed to give
you
one.
We have the sound of him explaining why the Camden Price is unavailable.
Yeah, he's unavailable to us for he had two games where he's unavailable to us, so we'll get him back for Georgia Tech. That's really all I can say about that.
Okay, but wasn't the answer to is he suspended? I asked you that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's just unavailable for two games.
That sounds like Allison.
That is the answer I'm giving you.
No, it's Susan Miller-Dayton.
I know, but
it does sound like Allison.
Yeah.
What to let Manny skirt by.
Which would have been funny.
The weak answer.
So wait, the walk-on suspended?
I mean, he didn't say that. He just said he's unavailable for two games.
That's kind of rude. You can suspend a guy whose parents are paying his own way? Feels like he should get away with more.
Now, Tobin, I know what you're thinking.
Can you transfer if you not on scholarship?
Sure.
You don't have to sit out?
I think he's due.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think you have to sit out.
Yeah, are you really bound to the team rules?
No.
Well, you're bound to the rules. If you're on the team, you're on the team.
Right, but if you're a walk-on and you're paying your own way, can you just transfer and play right away? Which, under the circumstances, I would be careful. Y'all need a kicker.
Yeah, they do. They should unsuspend. They should suspend Bubba Baxa.
They say, why am I suspended? Because you can't kick. send him to the minors.
He was. I know what you're thinking, Tobin. Asked if Lou Headley could kick field goals.
Yeah.
And that's what he said.
No, Lewis has not kicked field goals. But again, if you look at the situation in the game.
Oh, don't.
You know, every PAT, the guy drills it right through. You know, so it's a PAT. You know, we know he can make it, and obviously he didn't make it. So maybe we shouldn't say we know that, but he, you know, it was in that situation of having that moment to just step up there and make it. So.
You've been boxed.
Hey,
listen.
You know what? He's every time I hear an interview that Manny. Does or presser, he sounds like he's one of those coaches that's in between keeping it real and coach speak, right? The first thing out of his mouth is coach speak, but then he tries to be honest and it.
I think he'd rather be honest, but knows that
he's trying to be politically correct.
He would light too many people up if he just went full honesty.
It's we know he can make those kicks. I guess we don't know that he can make those kicks.
right. He's got
the greatest press conference of all time. Can we get more of this later?
He's got two guys, like one guy's on the left shoulder, one guy, and the guy on the left is like the coach all buttoned up or whatever. And the guy on the right's from Miami.
He's a Canes bro.
Yeah, Canes bro. Really, bro? You just say that? Fix it.
He's got people on his shoulder.
Fix it.
People.
Yeah.
On his shoulder.
Yo, bro, he has not proven that he can make those kicks. And he looks over at him and goes, people, you're right. You're right. Let me straighten this out.
Oh, the other case story is Lorenzo Lingard looks like he's going to redshirt because he says he's still not right coming back from the injury, even though he's been medically cleared to play.
He's got the Kawhi.
Yeah, it's just. It's going to take a year off.
And the other thing is
that he can't play it done.
Right.
It's easier to redshirt when you're not getting the ball.
And the season's already over, so you might as well redshirt.
Oh.
What did I say that was wrong?
He's not wrong.
Two and three. What are we doing here, bro?
Here we go.
Throw bro in?
We're playing for the Belk Bowl? I mean, come on.
I would love to go to the Belk Bowl.
That'd be such an honor.
The Belk Bowl would be an honor just to make a bowl at this point.
Let's go back after this.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, it's time for a little 15 minutes of heat. Those of us here at Intercom South Florida, the Miami Heat and Miami Cancer Institute, are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. And coming up on November 16th, it is our dribble drive against cancer. Zazzle's going to be leading the way with the dribble drive challenge. It goes 13.8 miles from Miami Cancer Institute and Kendall all the way to the American Airlines Arena. There's also the dribble drive from Biscaya to the arena. And then the dribble drive dash, which is around the perimeter of the arena. You guys can form teams now and donate at heathelpcure.org. Always love a little reflux to finish off a liner.
Oh, was there?
What?
I didn't really know on that one.
You never do. You never quite do.
You gonna bank a dribble drive team?
I would, but I feel like I'm doing radio.
Yeah,
that
we're
day.
Probably doing radio that
so
day.
So I
right.
kind of feel like I'm tied up. Maybe I'll do the dash. Maybe I'll do it like
yeah, maybe
the
we
arena.
Should all do the dash.
I'll do the dash. I'll dash it. Just love a little dash.
You know, Zoe will be there. He's a fun guy.
He is a fun guy.
So he'll be dashing with us.
Before I get into a little bit of heat, because there is some news.
What were you chuckling at?
I look at this story. I'm trying to. Is this? I'm guessing her name is Riley Creighton. She reports for CBS.
Okay.
She has tweeted out a story. A Miami Beach police officer is in trouble after a video surfaced on social media that appeared to show him in uniform pretending to arrest three lingerie-clad women and marching them to the doors of the police headquarters.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that story yesterday. I'm like, only in Miami.
So I'm like, come on, that's not a thing. And so they have the funny thing about the story is they credit the woman's Instagram page, whose name is... I suppose Julie Ann. She has 5.5 million followers. 5.1 million followers.
Is that one of the girls
on Instagram? I'm guessing. Yeah. So,
what's her profession?
I mean, being smoking hot, I guess, and pretending to get arrested.
So she's one of those ass models that you talk about.
Yeah. I mean, 5.1. She might be more than just an ass model. She might be an actual model.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's
well,
hard.
Well, Robbie, get
it's
on
hard.
That. Will
it's
you?
Hard to know these days. Yeah,
no, the investigation.
Robbie, see if you can get me Julie Ann on the show.
See if we can get Julie Ann booked on the show. Slide into her DMs.
So,
I got one of those.
So this guy, I guess, is going to be in some hot water. I don't know. I don't have the details of the story yet. I've only seen this tweet. But I guess the officer, he's just in full uniform and putting her in the cuffs.
Just
and
like
the asses are parading.
The best is like they have
the asses are parading to the police department.
The best is I don't know if they did it on the news or if I saw the story online, but like they show like the three women going like literally into the doors, but they have to like block out their asses.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, if you want the just the regular version, just go to her Instagram page. That's what I did for investigative purposes, obviously. I'm a journalist.
He's sitting there during the break. He cannot stop laughing. Well,
first of all, when is the last time you've seen pixelated ass on television? Like, honestly, what, like, is it back in the days like when Howard Stern used to do the show?
Yes.
Or like Jerry Springer? Like, when is the last time you've seen pixelated ass?
I mean,
look at this, Leroy.
It's the news, though. They can't show ass on the
news. Why not? It's Miami. What's the big deal?
But wait, it's pixelated, but you could still, like...
I know what's there. It's like,
yeah, man. We all know what that is.
It's like, listen, I know what's
there. Meanwhile, they're in, like, you can see almost half of their boobs.
That's the best part. They're wearing lingerie. They have their giant taters out.
Right.
And, like, they're wearing, like, the sexiest lingerie you've ever seen in your life. And then you
it's
turn around.
Barely covering anything.
And then you turn around and pixelation just covers the cheeks. It's ridiculous. We are so weird when it comes to censorship.
Yeah, but
why is that the line?
Because you can't have
why?
You can't have like the anchors on Channel 4 and CBS Miami like doing a story and they're like, "Here's ass." But you can't have that.
Aren't we all for the ratings grab these days anyway?
Really? Cable, they show even...
It's
like,
not cable. This is over the air. It's different.
There's definitely been some ass cheeks on broadcast.
There's not. There's been no ass cheeks
you
on
know
broadcast.
Why it's not believable? No. You know why that's not believable? Because I do believe if they would have made a run for it, he wouldn't have caught him.
No, you don't...
I bet they would have done a better run
than
Baker Mayfield.
We're all under the agreement that like this was like they were. It was someone's birthday. They were bringing the girls in for like a thing.
Nah, right? I think she's actually in trouble, man.
For what?
I don't know.
Just walking on South Beach with their ass out? I mean, everyone does
that. Isn't there new beaches down there?
I don't know. I thought everyone was naked. I haven't been to South Beach in a while.
But those aren't the kind of women that are on the new beaches.
I don't think she really. I don't think she really eats Taco Bell. I'm going to be honest with you.
No, I think she. Can we get her in studio as a guest?
Yeah, we got to ask about this, obviously.
You slide into some DMs.
Oh, are they in the back of the police car? Now I'm in her story. I'm going to say that this one doesn't make it. Oh, no. Oh, no. I've just gone to the next page.
Wait, rewind.
Now the guy has the poor officer's on his four-wheeler. How can I share this? I just had an Instagram meeting yesterday. How do I share this on our TikTok?
There's a way to record video off your phone.
I love how this is the great part. So the video goes on. You guys, go to her Instagram page. Not that she needs the help. Julie.Ann, A-N-N-E-E. And so you get the arrest video, but then they put up an Instagram poll. Did we fool you? I'm going to vote no. 54% say no on her Instagram ass poll.
What was with the jiggling cheeks exactly?
What do you think was with it?
Oh, she has a website I'm clicking on. I probably shouldn't on this work. Oh, my goodness. Oh, but she pixelated.
Of course. You got to pixelate.
You got to go to this website. MissJulianne.me.
Are you telling me that in the history of.
Holy wow.
Are you telling me in the history of local news there's never been a pair of cheeks that's made it on the broadcast? Like, I find that hard to believe.
Hello?
I find that hard to believe.
I mean, are we being misogynistic here? Or?
Of course we are.
We're being misogynistic with her setting up a fake arrest video with her ass cheeks out on her Instagram page?
And the jiggle. Oh, my gosh, that hot tub video.
All right, well, Ryan, first of all, hit us with, like, 7 -1s because we've made it all weird this segment. All of us.
-1. She has her measurements if you care.
Nah.
-1.
All right, that's 2.
She is only 23.
-1.
Her profession. I found out her
Why
profession.
Why are you racking up the scores? I'm already hitting our punishment.
Wait, her profession.
-1.
I'm just telling her profession.
Go ahead.
Go behind.
Model and social media influencer.
Of course.
-1.
It's the fastest growing job in America.
Half Portuguese, half German.
Is she going to a fire festival?
So 15 minutes of heat. the Heat take on the San Antonio Spurs. I've dubbed this a revenge game. Heat versus Spurs.
I'm just glad. I want to see him in action.
Me too, man.
But here's what sucks.
Is this on TV tonight?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, every game's
on
TV,
bro. When you get into a groove in preseason, then they're done.
Well, thankfully they only have 5 games. I mean, I feel like these preseason games would drag on forever.
Would be the equivalent to the football having 1 preseason game.
Which they should.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I'm torn with this because I would say 4 is too many, but how are you going to assess some of the guys? If you have 90 guys, how are you able to assess what they're capable of doing without having games?
I kind of feel like they're doing it in a more right way now. Like, it felt like this year and years past, like, it's mostly just like the rookies and young guys are playing most of the preseason, and then the veterans who have any importance to you, maybe they're getting a couple snaps in the third preseason game.
Okay. Yeah.
I kind of feel like but 4 seems way too many. Because 4,
and
you got
and the
your
way they're doing it, the way they're doing it, it's almost like they're using that opportunity to develop their young guys. You know what I mean? To give them opportunities to play. And so I do think you need that. Now, I will say this. If the NFL had some type of development league, you wouldn't really need all those preseason games because you could have guys go down. You see what I mean? And have NFL coaches there and work them and get them.
So, like, kind of like the pie in the sky idea with the AAF, if they were able to do it correctly,
right? XFL. But you need an affiliation. But here's the problem: if you did it that way, there is no chance that you're going to get people to watch that football because you're going to have the same rules. And one of the reasons why you have an interest in XFL and all these other things is you're going to say, hey, I want to see how the football's a little different.
I want to see wacky football.
Right. And so how are you going to do that? How are you going to make it a developmental league, right, with different rules?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, man. When we come back, we'll get into some of the things that are going down with our football teams. Coaches speaking yesterday. It's all out there. Plus, we do have an update. If you guys have been following, we didn't get to much of this yesterday. We did mention it, the Daryl Morey NBA China controversy. Adam Silver has a new statement out on this, and we'll bring you that next.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
We back.
Yes, we are.
We're not fired, which is good. We almost got fired yesterday.
Oh, no. No.
Oh.
First of all.
Oh.
If I would have been there, he probably would have been fired.
No.
No.
Show shenanigans almost got the best of us.
I don't feel like it did.
It's your fault.
Dude.
If you hadn't tried to talk like every Russian that played sports down here.
So can we? So we had a big meeting yesterday with
big meeting.
All of the sports talent.
Mandatory.
A couple of people missing.
And Corporate Beast, he did some.
I corporate.
Oh, he smooched.
I was not the number one offender.
You are the worst when it comes to meetings.
I was not the number one offender.
Worst.
He had four and a half questions.
Over.
And he had a scratch pad. He was playing Sudoku one.
Over.
He wasn't taking notes.
And they just kept throwing out terms I just didn't understand, like OMO or DOMO.
DOMO. Yeah, we get the DOMO.
What the hell is this?
But Jethro was.
Jethro was bad in the meeting, but I know Jethro, like, she genuinely is trying to do stuff to help her show. You're doing it just to suck up.
Valid point. But let's get back to, so we had this big digital meeting. A couple of people were absent from. I don't know why they weren't there.
Should have been one more.
Exactly. And it was the entire corporate digital team was down from New York and Philadelphia and all those places. And so we had the lovely Pam Russo. She's the head of the whole thing.
Here it goes.
Radio.com.
Here it goes.
And then we had...
Hey, do me a favor. For this story, why don't you not do the roll calls?
Okay, so there was this whole team. One of the women
Dummy.
Was evidently a very Russian.
We did not know.
Which we didn't know.
Is she Russian?
Well,
what?
She's somewhere from over there. I don't know exactly which country.
We hadn't really heard her talk because she was real, like, quiet.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't hear her intro.
And then it became, like, her turn to do her presentation.
Now, Robbie, mind you, everybody had their roles in this meeting, okay? We get in there. Dude's the social media guy. One guy's the video guy. One lady is like the she's like the hashtag lady. I don't know.
The tech guy.
One lady's the main lady, and then this lady, she's like IT search engine technology.
Right.
Very complex. I don't know what the hell's going on there. Now, I couldn't hear her in her intro because she was quiet.
Very quiet.
But then we get to this point of the meeting where we're like, do you guys want to know how search engines work? Which, by the way, no, I don't. I didn't. That was one of the least interesting things I wanted to know. I don't know how to make things show up on Google, nor do I care. And I still don't know how.
Internal links, people.
Yeah, all right. I'm just looking for links that work. That's all I'm looking
Another
for.
Problem.
I'm looking for this hole to be filled.
I'm looking for...
Coffin.
I'm just looking for the links to be filled.
They're like, hey, you guys love radio.com? We're like, do you want to see our texts?
I'm like... debate. I'll just be like debatable. But I don't know why you guys got so upset. Like, listen, we just learned about some search engines, man.
Yeah, but when she opened her mouth,
in there.
All I could think of is you doing your gogi. And then
no, that's not what got it. She started talking, right?
Legal,
right? And Tobin turned and gave me the look.
We are in a large boardroom.
Yeah.
And we are opposite ends of the table.
Me and Beast are sitting next to each other.
And I'm at the other end.
And he's at the
way
other
end. At the other end.
But I got a clear view of the boys. I'm like, we're basically on opposite sides of the table, all the way at the other end. So I get a clear, long view of them. And I hear about the Google. And I perk up, like, and I just give him the look.
Excuse me?
Sorry?
And then the group text starts flowing.
And then I just lost it. Like, I'm like,
what? So none of these people know us, and we're being so rude because, I mean, these jackasses are just laughing their heads off.
I had to turn away from Leroy because he started the hyena, like...
I'm almost on the floor. But here's the problem. The only reason why it's funny to us is because of Tobin's accent.
Correct.
But nobody knows that.
Right.
They think we're laughing.
Like, we can't add,
and we're not.
We can't explain to corporate that our main host has an obsession with the Russian accent.
Listen, I don't have an obsession with anything. I respect the Russian culture. I respect Putin. I respect Bobrovsky, all these Russians.
Pretty sure she helped hack the election.
I mean, she had a lot of answers. You have the Google, and it shows up in the 20 minutes. Instead of 24 hours with the I address and give your social security blood sample and leave.
Meanwhile, I'm about to be on the floor. And everybody's looking. I'm on Laugh Island.
And I didn't realize this, but somehow the big boss snuck in.
Right.
She was sitting over there.
So, and let me just say, Len... this dude doesn't say a thing.
Never.
For the entire meeting.
Until Carrie.
And then all of a sudden, the big boss walks in. She sits right next to him. And all of a sudden, he's Mr. Hand Raised with his questions. Everybody's in here, and they're trying to impress everybody with their questions. Now, what you guys should have done is have the number one page view of the year on Fighter's Fury like I did. But that's neither here nor there. That'll get you some clout in the meeting.
Just so you know... Tobin got a slide dedicated to his story on Masvidal visiting a middle school because it was the number one page viewed story
number
on the
one.
Web.
Like my friend Sessa says, number one. Oh, it was clean, Robbie.
If I heard another damn fan reference.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a fan.
Well, I wanted to punch you in the face because you're like, we need more content from National. I'm like, why? We're going to get nothing but Philadelphia Eagles and Tom Brady stories. I've seen those National stories get on our
CBS
website.
CBS Sports.
Stop being such a pansy, Baker Mayfield. You said it, now suck it up. CBS Sports. This is Boomer Esiason. Listen, don't blame me because...
I never laugh so hard without making a noise.
Remember Chipmunk Boomer Esiason?
They shouldn't have us in these meetings.
We just got the mics like, app on radio.com.
They should have the meeting,
send us cliff notes. Yeah, the cliff notes.
And just say, if you have any questions, ask Lynn. Because, like, man, I felt like I was going to get kicked out of the meeting. I didn't mean to be, like, I wasn't trying to be rude.
No, it's just because
was
of
the
whole,
show. Right.
Amber did have to drop that she has been on television.
Jethro had a lot of questions.
Make that note.
Jethro had a lot of questions.
I was just like, Jethro, enough. Enough.
Sounds like she wanted to keep the meeting long.
You know how the gram works?
No.
So apparently the update on this this officer is he's being investigated. The Miami Beach chief said they immediately launched an internal investigation. I bet people are tripping over themselves to be ahead of this this investigation of launching ass Instagram models getting arrested in front of the building. Be like, listen, I'm gonna have to look over all her stories and
they're gonna have to get to the bottom of it.
We're just gonna have to get to the bottom of it. Some guy's got a corkboard. He's gonna be like, the ass is posted here. He was clearly not infringing with these. He goes, okay, then why are they up there? Just to establish the timeline, sir. Just to establish the timeline. Okay, here you see her. She is riding naked on a unicorn. Okay, here she is clearly inauthentically eating Taco Bell shirtless. He was not there. Okay. Now here she is shaking her cheeks with her three compadres there. He does see appear. This could be his vehicle. We don't know. We don't know. He's like, let me rewind it here for you. He's like, is this going to get to a point, Sergeant? It is, sir. Now, if you look, we have a four-wheeler here. He's clearly on the four-wheeler with the ass models. That is Miami, as you can see, and they are pantsless. They are pantsless.
And they have the taters hanging.
Now, he's like, okay, so are we sure this is Lee? They didn't commit any crimes? From what I can gather, sir, no crimes were committed. We don't know if those are station issued handcuffs or if they bought those handcuffs. We don't know.
He had a bunch of them.
We just don't know, sir. We don't know. I mean, normally we're zip tie guys. Those seem like fuzzy handcuffs. It's tough to know if those are standard issue. It's tough to know. I love this story. I love this city.
I sent Robbie and you the contact information for Julianne if you want to.
What?
She has contact information.
Minus one.
I mean, you know.
I'm only having her in here if her ass is pixelated.
Well, it's fine.
It's just real life.
The thing that took it to a new level for me is on her webpage, a lot of her pictures have her and food.
Sir, if you see here, this is a to establish character, sir. This is her eating an ice cream cone, sans pants. McNulty, what does this have to do with anything? I don't know.
To establish character.
We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.